Frank Stapes.
Morning. This morning I'd like to share with you sensations. How do we receive sensations? Sensations are feelings from spirit, from information that's received from spirit, from spirit trying to get your attention. Sensations like something is going to happen, you just know it. Sensations like someone is ill or about to be. Spirit contacting you about someone else and the sensation to let them know nothing's wrong. But don't ignore that sensation. Allow them and you to become part of the intricate workings of your life. Sensations like, I'm going to miss something if I don't pay attention. Sensations like your pet's telling you something is wrong, like the smoke coming from the other room, or the noise coming from outside. Don't ignore even the pets who get sensations. They are listening probably more carefully than we are. An example, I was cleaning an old house next door, and I was just packing stuff up and throwing it out. It was just one of those days that let's get rid of everything. And I looked down, and I saw a coin envelope with no coin in it. And Spirit says, look through what you're looking at and pay attention. And I looked through, and I found a metal object, and I put it in my pocket, and I said, I'll look at it later. And when I did, I found that it was a 1 cent piece from 1820. And then later I found a small 2.5 inch square box, and in it was a 1921 Liberty Head dollar. And then further in the box was some jewelry, all in a bunch of junk that was on the floor that I was about to sweep up and throw out. So, you need to pay attention when Spirit speaks to you. In mediumship, you can get the same sensations. And when certain things happen, for example, when I'm doing a reading and a child comes and I see no face, and I ask the child, why no face? It says, I came to the person and I chose not to be here at the last minute. So the person lost the child through a miscarriage. The baby didn't die. It chose not to be here and moved back to spirit. That child lives on in spirit. That child gives that person the sensation daily that, ooh, something's around me. So when you get different sensations, like John, when he's giving his readings, he says, my feet are getting tight, my shoes are tight. It's a new direction that you're going. So if you happen to get up in the morning and you get a sensation that you haven't had before, pay attention to it. Ask whoever's sending you that sensation, where am I going and what's this direction that you want to share with me? The sensation of a sudden pain that you have in your body, and someone calls you and says, I woke up this morning with this pain in my body that I cannot explain. So you got the same sensation they did. So now, did you ask your guide, okay, who's this for, me or for someone else? We start to get a rapport with our guides on a daily basis. We need to have that communication. My ex-mother-in-law lived in California, and she passed away. So my ex-wife, Carmen, and daughter, Clarice, went out to California to take care of the arrangements. Well, Carmen's mom lived in a fifth-wheel camper, beautiful, reached out her door, grabbed an orange right off the tree, and it was a nice setting. But when she passed away, she wanted to be buried in a specific jumpsuit, a green jumpsuit. So they went through the entire trailer looking for the jumpsuit. And they couldn't find it. My daughter started looking through the trailer and she found a jewelry box. And in the top was an opal ring. And she says to her mom, she says, "Do you think Grandma would mind if I had this ring as a keepsake?" And Carmen said, "I don't think so. Sure, you can have it." But when they returned to Carmen's sister's house, Clarice said to Mona, "Look what I found in the jewelry box." And Sister Mona says, "Where was that?" She says, "We looked for that ring yesterday for several hours." Evidently, it had a $10,000 value on it. And she says, "Well, do you think Grandma would mind if I had it?" She says, "You can keep it." But the thing is, they looked and they couldn't find it. They also said Grandma wanted to be laid out in this green jumpsuit. Where was the green jumpsuit? And they couldn't find it. So they went back to the trailer the next day. And they looked through every drawer, every pull cabinet that you could find. And Clarice was looking in the second and third drawer of this one dresser. And she says, "I got the feeling when I started looking through the dresser that said, keep looking. And I went through and I found a bunch of tissue paper in the bottom and I just scurried them aside." And Spirit says, "No, keep looking." So finally she dug through all the tissue paper and found something hard. And she picked it up and looked at it, and it was a wad of bills with a rubber band around it, $10,000, and it said, "For my funeral." So had she not kept looking to what Spirit was telling her, she wouldn't have found it. So they all kind of went back to the house that night, and they had searched the entire trailer, no suit. They were all in dismay as to why they couldn't find the suit. So when leaving, they went back, because Clarice says, "No, Grandma says go back and look in the trailer again." And they went back and opened the top drawer of the dresser that everybody looked in 10 times, and there was the green jumpsuit right on top, all folded up, nice and neat. So they went back to the house, and they talked about this for like the next 2 days as to what had happened. So you never know what's going to happen in your life. Now, my ex, we'd been divorced about 5 years, and I get a call from her right out of the blue. She says, "Are you still into that spiritualist stuff?" I went, "What's your point?" Because she never came out and just directly said what was on her mind. It was always a beat around the bush, even after 5 years. She said, "I want to know if I should get married again." And I paused. And I said, "What did you learn while being married to me? What did you learn while being on your own for 5 years? And think about it. Would this decision change your life, make you happy, or different, or better?" She said thank you and hung up. The next day, I get a text on my machine, and it said, thank you for what you said. It helped me from making the biggest mistake of my life." She says, "I don't know how you got so smart," and then hung up. That was good, I think. Sometimes we need to hear something from someone else in order to hear what we really need to hear. And that could come from a family member. That could come from a family member in spirit. Don't ignore what is being sent to you. Now, what sensations would you receive when you found out that someone is in hospice? They had no warning. They had no signs. They had no sickness. And all of a sudden, cancer, no cure, 3 months to live. The feeling of hopelessness, of helplessness, and the agonizing question, why? Why me? And someone replied, "Why not?" And then they said, "No one gets out alive. But in the same token," the person responded with, "But that was my family member." The sensation of the event is important here because everyone in life has the sensations that life goes on. But the next time, stop for a moment and feel the presence of someone that's around you. And when you stop for that moment, tune in to see what's happening. Ask what sensation is around you, the questions. Who are you? What are you? Are you here because you have needs, or are you here to help me? Are you here to guide me to a situation that may guide me to prevent an accident, or maybe to prevent a financial bankruptcy, or anything in between? Listen to all of the messages that are being sent to you. They're sent because they can't do it for you unless they ask. Unless you ask them to help you, they can't help you. But they can still send the messages as a warning. Wake up, smell the coffee, feel it, understand what I'm saying to you. There isn't one of us that hasn't experienced some of these sensations directed by spirit or family in spirit. In order to develop this awareness to these responses, we must understand that we are being guided every day. Every day. If we attune to this guidance, we can prosper from it, from the understanding of the help that's being sent to us. Have you ever had the sensation of being told that you only have 3 months to live because someone said so? What should be your reaction? First of all, if you believe it, just pack your bags and be ready to die because somebody told you so. Or you can make up your mind that it isn't true. The first thing should be get a second opinion. Then seek an alternative healing process. Not everyone has total wisdom of what they're saying. Not saying they're wrong, just saying get a second opinion. We as spiritualists believe in the continuation of life after the so-called death. So we have confirmed this through mediumship, loved ones who have come through to remind us that we are not dead. We have just moved on. So let them show you the different sensations that are there, like things that they might move around in your house. My dad came after he passed, and he would turn the light on about every third or fourth day for a couple, two, 3 days in a row, and it was a pull chain. So you really had to yank on it in order to get it to go on and off. And I'd get in bed, and my wife, and all of a sudden the light would come on, and I go, "Oh, hi, Dad." He said, "Just checking on you." I said, "Would you mind shutting the light off?" He goes, "No, I wouldn't mind, but you can get it." So it's just his way of saying, "I'm still around. I'm letting you know that I haven't gone anywhere." There was no way that that light could come on by itself. Not even a chance. Now, my ex-sister and her mother and herself had a Christmas cactus. And when her mother passed, she divided it and gave each of the two sisters half of the Christmas cactus. And listening to the sensation that comes through, even a plant, at any given time of the year, that plant would come out and have one flower on it. And I'd say, "Call your sister." She said, "Why?" She says, "Mom wants you to talk to her." She said, "What are you talking about?" I said, "Your cactus has one plant on it, or one flower." And she called Mona, and she says, Do you have one flower on your Christmas cactus also? She says, I do. I was just about to call you because that's usually a sign from Mom to let's talk. And they talk for hours after that. So don't dismiss the sensations you get. Embrace them. Matter of fact, foster a relationship with them so that the sender and you have identified that you are in contact with each other. I was about to go put up a tree stand with a friend of mine one day, and Spirit says, take the buck belt, which is a belt that I wear when I was tree climbing. Never wear it to set up a tree stand. And I said, okay. So I took it. And as Steve went to climb up to put his stand up, I said, here, put the buck belt on. He says, why? I said, I'm not questioning it, put it on. So he puts the belt on, he gets this climbing sticks all set up and everything. And I says, you see that branch coming out? Throw the buck belt strap over the top and hook up. And he did. And he puts the stand on, puts the chain on it, and everything gets set, stands on it, and he jumps. And the stand went straight to the ground, and there he stood. And I says, that's why you listen to Spirit. He talks about this to this day. And one other time, Herb and I went to set up a tree stand, and he got it all set up and everything, and he stood back, and he come back at it, and he looked, and he says, whew. I said, what's the matter? He says, I just got a bad feeling about that tree stand. He says, I'm taking it down, putting it over there. I said, okay. So I helped him do that, and we put it up over there. The next morning, he's sitting in the stand. He's deer hunting. No wind. No erratic change of temperature, nothing. And he looks over, and the tree he had put it in fell over. So when you get feelings of something that may happen or could happen, make sure you listen to them. Their spirit telling you what's going on. And I'd like to close with one of these messages that I had written for a class. And it says, why should we look around with our eyes wide open? One morning, as I walked down the path, you know, the path of life, birth, to party hardy, to marriage, children, and oh yeah, where am I now? Did we move too quickly? Did we see it all? All, yes, all the changes we experienced, but yet we were too blind to see Spirit walking beside us. Some start young, others not yet, constantly searching forward, but continuing to look back and can't forget. Remember, a wise man said, to know and not to do is not to know. So, keep seeking and you will find, guided by Spirit and your own open mind. I want to thank you all for listening, and pay attention to the sensations.